Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good afternoon. Welcome to Getting Healthy Today podcast, where today we're talking about my journey towards getting a kidney transplant. What a ride we are going through. This happened about, started with kidney disease back, chronic kidney disease back in 2020 when the pandemic pretty much started. I was in the hospital at one point, not for COVID, but for something else. And in the blood work, they found something abnormal and they wanted me to do further testing, which led me to do a biopsy of my kidney. And then when I got the results back, I was told I had something called membranous nephropathy. And I knew it was some kind of disease, but I wasn't sure what exactly that meant. But I found out later it was called nephrotic syndrome, which later was stage one kidney disease. Shortly thereafter, 2 years later, before that, I started to go to a kidney doctor, went to the nephrologist, and through many different testing I did, I tried to reduce the kidney disease, taking some anti-cancer type medications and prednisone. There was one time that I was diagnosed with, believe it or not, a psychosis. From prednisone. What happened was I was taking 40 milligrams of prednisone for over a month, and then I started to get some kind of psychological breakdown, probably the most scariest thing in my life. Now, I'm a person that has been in the mental field since 1996. I'm a licensed alcohol drug counselor, but also did mental health as well, and I knew exactly what was going on, but I couldn't believe it was going on, is one of those kind of things. Well, because I don't have any bipolar traits, but that's what I was having, a bipolar manic episode. I am diagnosed with major depression episode and generalized anxiety disorder, but I'm not diagnosed with bipolar. So what happened was I was trying to get off the medication. Eventually, it took a while for the doctors to actually get me off the medication because it was supposed to be a way to help me reduce and slow down the progression of my kidney disease. But I suddenly had to really be an advocate for myself and say, no, I can't take this anymore. I'm not doing well. I did a lot of different things. I started to, unfortunately, spend a lot. I was very hyper. I had was cleaning the house all times of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. My wife would wake up and say, what are you doing? So there were so many different things that were happening. I actually was hospitalized at one point. And unfortunately, when I was hospitalized, when I was there, they wanted to keep me in this one mental health area, but then told me that I could be in the regular area because it was not that big of a deal. And then I had to be moved. And unfortunately, I left because I didn't feel like I was being treated properly. I wanted to go home, and I didn't feel like I was getting the treatment I needed. And then later on, I went for some, psychological testing, and later got that. One of the things that I definitely want to say about the transplant journey is the amount of times that I had to go to the hospital for various fluid problems. My weight, I went to the transplant center at some point. Later on, I started the dialysis back in June 16 of 2022. Prior to that, like I said, I was in stage one. And then after I had COVID twice, I went straight to stage three and then four. And then pretty shortly thereafter, my doctor said to me at that time, you know, the medicines are not working. You're probably going to have to go dialysis soon. At some point, I had a little bit of a problem with that doctor for various reasons, which I won't go into that much right now. I got a different doctor. Doctor had me on medication, still didn't work. He told me one day, you know what, you are now a candidate for dialysis and you have to start that immediately. One of the biggest obstacles I had was I knew for a fact that if I had the hemodialysis, I was going to not be able to work because it's 3 days a week, 4 hours a time. I needed to work full time. So I did find out that peritoneal dialysis, which I am now, was another option. Then that was another headache because knowing the guy that does really well with the peritoneal dialysis wasn't on my plan. I was hospitalized, and when I was in the hospital, he happened to be coming by, which is very shocking. He came to my bedside and said, you know, I'm here. Do you have questions for me? And I said, yeah, I wanted to know. I can't get the peritoneal dialysis surgery that I wanted to do because you're not on my insurance. Well, he was able to say, you know what, because you're here and it's a necessity, we could do it for you. So I had it gotten done from him, and that was a blessing. That was one blessing I got from God. So he did the peritoneal dialysis. He implanted the catheter. I started in June 16, 2022, up till the present moment. The constant inability to lose weight from time to time was driving me bonkers. Not being able to eat certain foods that I used to like to eat. I was deprived of many foods that I love to eat, which is pizza and other things that I like to eat. I can't eat anything with cheese and dairy. So there's a lot of things that I did used to eat before that I was not able to eat now. And it limited my capacity to eat different foods that I'm always used to doing. And it took not until the recent time, which was June 5th, I started to get really upset with the whole thing. Because basically I needed to be 265 and I needed to get on that list. Because if you're not on the transplant list, I had gone to the Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Had gotten all kinds of different testing there. And they basically told me what I needed to do was lose weight and how much I needed to lose at that time. I don't remember how much I was at that time. But any time after that, even on May 25th or May 28th, because I have to keep my record of weights, I was at one time 330 pounds. And when I started my journey for losing weight, which I could never do on my own, I was very unable to do so for various reasons. Like I said, I was hospitalized. I was depressed because of my condition. And that's something that you go through a lot with this condition. Obviously, I'm not suicidal, but you do get a lot of fear of death. And, you know, I would get some support from people that have been through this and that would help me. But even so, you get support. You still have that problem. You don't know what's going to happen to you. Are you going to be on this list? Are you going to get somebody to give you donate a kidney? And then the other thing is, you know, knowing that you need a living donor rather than a deceased donor, because the living donor, you live longer. So I'm the type of person, I want to live a long life and I have a lot of energy and I have a lot of things I still want to accomplish here on this earth. So I was on a relentless, and one day I was just sitting in my house and late at night, and I was really upset with what was going on and the struggle that I had of not getting, going to my doctor, and my doctor saying, did you lose weight today? And I said, no, I'm still at this weight. And things that I wasn't able to accomplish, it got me really upset. So what I did was I decided to go back to something I had done many years prior, which was I went on this diet called DASH diet. It stands for Dietary Approaches for Stopping Hypertension. And that diet, at one point, I lost 56 pounds. So I told my wife the next morning, I said, you know what? I don't know about you, but I'm so excited about losing weight. You know, I had just talked to the dietitian from the place I was at, and they were basically telling me, you know, you need bariatric surgery. I think the doctors think that because you haven't lost weight in a year, you're going to have to, do either some injections like Ozempic, some kind of injection, or you're going to have bariatric surgery. And of course I was really upset, and I don't even know if I was rude to her or not, but I know I said to her, I said, you know what? I don't want to do that. And she's like, well, I don't know. What do you mean? And it's like, I don't want to do that because that I haven't really had the opportunity to get to the point where I could lose weight. I said, let me do it my way. And then when I can't do it my way, I'll see what I can do about the other stuff. I'll see if those options are good for me or not. So the resilient person that I am, I decided to go ahead and do this diet on June 5th. At that time, I was 315.5 pounds because I have a scale that tells me all those things. And since that day up until now, as a matter of fact, this morning, I weighed in at 248.5. That's right, 248.5. Almost 67 pounds lost from that. So, I mean, I really endorse this book, Dash. It's done by a registered dietitian. I've actually had doctors look at it and are stunned about how it reduces my... I've been off medications from where I was as far as the blood pressure. If I was on 50 milligrams, now I'm on 25. So I've had reduction in my blood pressure, which is one of the factors besides potentially an autoimmune disorder that I had already, which caused me to have this membranous nephropathy. So if anybody's out there listening, one of the things I would definitely urge everyone to do, men, women, anyone, is to make sure that you get your blood pressure checked regularly and that you get it monitored properly. One of the problems I had was not that I didn't get it monitored properly or was taking medication, but I wasn't taking the right dosage of medication to make sure that it wasn't going out of whack. So eventually over time, my kidneys were getting damaged because my blood pressure was doing that to me. So basically, definitely think about that and really look at that as as something to look at for yourself. I really urge everybody to do that. And also urge everybody to just continue to get healthy every day and just try to see what they can do to maintain good health and optimal health. So going back to my story, so the next phase right now is I'm at this point where I already passed the one goal, 265. I passed one of my personal goals was to be at 250. I'm below that. My next goal is 230 and then 200. And then beyond that is hopefully getting to a weight that I was probably in high school, which is about 185, 175. If I can make that, that would be like amazing. I can't tell you how much better I have felt as a result of the medications I've been on. My team at DaVita are just amazing. They help me so much. My doctor is a great doctor. The dietitian has been so helpful in giving me tips on how to manage my diet and everything. So I really owe them a lot. My wife has been an awesome support, my children, my friends, my family. Everyone has been there for me, and I just can't thank everyone enough, even my coworkers at my job. Even when I started working at my job, when they found out about my problem, they were extremely supportive, even though they didn't know me that well at the time. But when they found out I had this issue, they wanted to be there for me. I'm just going to take a small break right now. If you want to call us at 563-999-3610 and you have a story to tell me about your kidney problem or know somebody that has gotten a transplant and wants to share your thoughts with me, again, call 563-999-3610. You're listening to Getting Healthy Today podcast. And here we're going to listen to an announcement.
Hi, my name is Mayim Bialik, and you probably know me from The Big Bang Theory, where I play neurobiologist Amy Farrah Fowler. Well, in real life, I'm actually a trained neuroscientist who spent 7 years of my life working towards a PhD specializing in obsessive compulsive disorder. My research for my thesis confirmed a significant personal connection for me with OCD. OCD is real, as are anxiety, depression, and panic disorder. I know about those as well. I also know way too much about bipolar disorder, suicidal depression, and a host of other conditions I've come in close contact with in my life. But my interest and involvement in the world of mental illness didn't start in graduate school. I come from a family full of a phenomenal set of skills and also a tremendous amount of struggle. Many in my family have lived with mental illness without help or support. As hard as it is to live with a mental health condition and not get help, it's also hard to love someone with a mental health condition when we don't know how to help. As I left my parents' home and went out into the world, I learned that people who struggle with mental health conditions are to be found in every corner of the globe, in every racial and ethnic group, and from poor and rich families alike. No family is immune from mental health conditions, and it's a rare and blessed gift to be able to get help when you or a loved one need it. I've turned to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, as a resource for myself and those I love for years. NAMI is a nonprofit organization whose goal it is to provide support and information to those living with mental health conditions or loving someone who's living with a mental health condition. NAMI does this through support groups, my personal favorite, fundraisers, public service announcements aimed to remove the stigma from mental illness, advocacy, and helplines to give you support if you or a loved one need it. It's not easy to talk about mental health conditions, but I know too many people I love who did not get help in time. And that's why I've chosen to speak out with NAMI and spread the message that I am stigma-free and everyone deserves to get the help and support they need. And NAMI can help you do that. Please consider being a part of NAMI's mission.
Could have tried a little harder, honey. You might as well just jog to school.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood. A world where I'm not afraid to go to school. To speak out. To be myself. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone. You have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out. Speak up. Educate. What to look for and how you can make a difference. Bullying is not kids being kids. It's not about good homes or bad homes. It's not a normal part of growing up. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up? I shouldn't have to be afraid to get on the school bus. turn on my computer. Or walk to my locker. Use your voice. We have the power to stop bullying.
All right, everyone, we're back. Getting Healthy Today, you're listening to Getting Healthy Today, Victor Ruiz. Today is my discussion about my journey towards getting a kidney transplant. I hope you enjoyed those two messages. They're really powerful messages. One by Maya Balak, can't remember her name, I'm sorry, from the Big Bang Theory. And of course, the anti-bullying message. I was bullied as a kid, third grade by fifth graders. Ended up learning martial arts and 45 years later, I'm a martial artist, right? Isn't that amazing? Changed my life completely. So I'm definitely, if you're interested about learning more about bullying, I do have a podcast about this. Check it out on my Blog Talk Radio program page. But you could go to a website called www.stopbullying.gov. If you have children that potentially could be affected by this, they could go. You can go to that website and get some information. Also, if you're suffering from mental health or know someone that's suffering from mental health, I definitely recommend to go to NAMI, NAMI.org, stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness. They have support groups. They have information. You can call anytime. They give you a wealth of information to help you with all kinds of mental health conditions that you may not know about. So in returning back to my conversation about this kidney transplant process, so the process is getting me right now where I'm going to have I need to have a catheterization of my heart done. I already had an EKG that was normal. And I have the need to have an echocardiogram. In the past, I've had echocardiograms that are positive. There were nothing wrong. I mean, not positive, negative. There weren't anything wrong with me. So I'm hopefully going in that direction as well. Then the next step is after that is I'm going to have more blood work done and then continue to go on my quest to ask people for a living donation. Basically, what I need right now from all everyone out there that's listening is to spread the word for me. If you go to my personal Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, middle name is T-O-M-A-S-R-U-I-Z. That's after you do .com/ Victor Tomas Ruiz. I have a dedication for that, and basically it talks about my story there. And if you go to NewJerseyTransplant.org, you can find out how to be a living donor. I'm going to be getting at my transplant is going to be scheduled at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, Transplant Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So far, my wife and children are on my list. And two other friends. I'm just waiting for their approval if they're going to do that. And then, of course, I have to be approved as well to make sure all my testing are done. So basically, you just go to that website, answer the questions about yourself, and basically they will call you to see if you are a candidate or not. So one of the things that I want to let you know is that it's important that you let them know everything about you and any medical conditions that could offset the donation. But if you can't do it yourself, feel free to tell someone else about living donation. Maybe they could help me as well. And there's also what's called an exchange program. So if someone, my wife can't give me a kidney, she can give a kidney to somebody else, and then that family could turn around and give me a kidney. So if you definitely can go there. I'm also, if you need to follow me, I'm on, like I said, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You could check me out there and check out all my programs that I have in the past. If there's any specific topic you would like to learn about that I haven't spoken about, please let me know. Email me at vruiz@comcast.net, and I will surely get back to you on that. We'll be coming back to this programming next week on Sunday at the same time, 2 o'clock, and we'll see you then. And I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And again, if you need to contact me, feel free to do so. And also go to, like I said, go to New Jersey, www.newjerseytransplant.org if you have the interest of being a living donor. Thank you so much for your time, everyone. I hope you have a pleasant week, and God bless everyone. Thank you.